First of all, the heat is really heat. I was expecting a bit more rain in this period, but we stand the heat for two good reasons, because we came to support the Back to Learning initiative of UNICEF, and on the other side, also to hand over a school, a small bridge and a humanitarian hub, which was built up also with funds from the European Union. It's a day for education. We met also with some young people who were before in under weapons and were dismantled. They're back to school now. So many positive signs that show that South Sudan is having also the direction which is going forward. We hope that the overall situation will bring stability, long-lasting stability and peace that allows us to continue to work for the younger generations, which are the future.
I chat with some of the people there, and their challenges is about now, well, the school is there, but they have a big challenge, like the teachers are not there. Even for these people to come every day, some of them are really far away from Piboro Center.
We are aware that we are only at the starting point, because as you say, school then needs infrastructures, teachers, and this is also to be set up together with the national community. It's a process, and we are happy to have made it up to this point, but this is an encouragement to continue. And we have to continue together with the government of South Sudan, and we are partners that want to share this process, because we both believe that youth are the most important resource of the country.
You are about to catch your flight back to Juba.
Yeah.
What will be the thing that will be sticking into your head and you'll be thinking about when you go back to Juba?
To come out of Juba, it's important to see what is happening in South Sudan. Juba is not South Sudan, it's the capital, it's one city. And if you stay there, you miss a lot of things to visit. And what we see is lessons learned, is first-hand information to adapt our projects to the real needs. If you don't come and see what happens, it's difficult for you to make up viable projects. We want to do things that are really needed, and that's why we have to see personally what's going on in the field. That helps us to direct aid in the right direction.